SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Huge powwow coming up Wednesday morning at the White House.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. I'm Shirley Adler.
Inflation and immigration emerging as the dominant themes in the presidential race. Democracy also prominent in the minds of voters. Roughly half identify democracy as a very important factor. Ultimately, people who were fed up with high prices and tired of an economy that is incredibly weak demanded change, and they voted for Donald Trump. Also, at SRNnews.com, massive active volcano in Indonesia.
Indonesia's Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano is spewing towering columns of hot ash high into the air on Saturday, days after a huge eruption killed 9 people and injured dozens of others. Villager Batin Agnes tells the AP, "We ran among the falling sand and rocks. Smoke and fire continued to glow." The island's Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation says volcanic materials, including smoldering rocks, lava, and hot thumb-sized fragments of gravel and ash, were thrown up 5 miles into the air from the crater on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
6.8 earthquake shaking eastern Cuba after weeks of hurricanes and blackouts left the island reeling. Rumbling felt across the eastern stretch of Cuba. No word on any fatalities. This is SRN News. Yet more trouble for the Church of England.
The Global Anglican Future Conference is calling on the Archbishop of Canterbury to publicly repent for endorsing homosexuality. The conservative organization, which includes member churches all around the world, is concerned about Dr. Justin Welby's recent statement that homosexuality is not sinful so long as it is within the context of a gay marriage. The entire Anglican Communion is threatening to split over the issue, and Welby's comments are seen as unhelpful. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is a momentous victory for life and for the entire country. This is SRN News. United Nations has nearly 380,000 people who've been displaced by devastating floods affecting 1.4 million people in the area. BBC correspondent Will Ross has the latest from Sudan.
The UN's humanitarian agency says close to 400,000 people have been forced to leave their homes because of the flooding in South Sudan. This is adding to a long list of problems. More than half the population is badly short of food. There are frequent outbreaks of violence, and hundreds of thousands of people have fled the war in neighbouring Sudan. Climate change means ever more frequent floods are destroying crops. Meanwhile, the oil-rich country's political leaders are accused of prioritising efforts to extend their time in power over addressing the country's massive development challenges.
UN Security Council imposing sanctions on 2 generals in Sudan's paramilitary force for their roles in the war against the country's military. More details, SRNnews.com.